Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday afternoon. This is Jeff Braether in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, disabled veteran, ex-special agent, intelligence collector turned whistleblower, now your intelligence officer on KVOI.com, AM 1030 The Voice, trusted news and talk. You can call in at 520-790-2040. Exposing the deep state and fake news and promoting the global freedom movement and restoring our republic. They came after me, but they're really after you. I blew the whistle on DA's cartel drug deal, exposing the other side of Fast and Furious. So you can support the show at the Prather Point at gogetfunding.com. Appreciate that. Read my Border Truth ebook on Amazon. That's Chase on Amazon. You can read my paperback book on Amazon, Initiation, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained. You can get beyond kindergarten Christianity at christchaplaincy.com. I just gave the sermon today. We have two services, telecom services on Sunday, and protect your family at my handgun class at warriorschool.com. Had somebody call about that. That's every Wednesday. We're in a covert war for America against sold-out politicians, communists, big media, and transnational cartels. But together, we are restoring the republic. This is the Prather Point. And also support our republic by supporting local business. And that means Perfection Auto Works. And my first and most loyal sponsor, Mike Remery, says, stay safe this holiday season with a free 26-point inspection. You know, that's important because temperature changes affect your tires and all kinds of stuff that Mike can tell you about. But call today for your free Perfection Auto Works custom 2020 calendar. It's artwork done with cars that have been to Perfection Auto Works in the 2019 calendar year. It's really awesome. I have a friend who has old cars that are vintage, and he's going to take his car in there, or his cars as multiple. So be like a Boy Scout and be prepared with a free 26-point inspection. Call today for an appointment before Perfection closes for Christmas, and that'll be the 20th of December because he's good to his guys there, and his guys have been with him for 20 years. And they're great guys. I go in every once in a while and talk to them about issues. So Perfection Auto Works and Mike Emery are wishing you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And again, thanks for all your support. So hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving. And I just wanted to remind you that fake news is nothing new. There was the fake news about the pilgrims. You know, the truth about the pilgrims is that they were separatists, that they really were an extreme little group that today would be called a cult. And they, when they got the Geneva Bible for the first time translated into English, then they said, hey, this isn't what Yeshua, Jesus is saying, and we got to leave. And so they initially went to Holland, Netherlands, and eventually they finally got permission to sail to America. And unlike the Jamestown colonies, or unlike the conquistadors coming up, they weren't just coming for colonization and for gold. They were coming up for religious freedom. And they brought women and children and pregnant women with them, but they were repelled the first three or four times they tried to make harbor. They were repelled because for the last 100 years, Portuguese and European fishermen had been coming ashore and kidnapping native peoples. They finally land in Patuxet, and they barely survive that winter because they don't know what they're doing. And half of them die. And about this time, they have a harvest festival. And a native by the name of Samaset, which means walks a lot, comes out of the woods, and then he goes and gets to Squantum. Everybody calls him Squanto. His name means God's wrath or divine anger. And he greets the pilgrims, which they didn't call themselves that then, but the separatists, the Puritans, in English as a Christian. And they are astounded. And why he could do that was because he had been kidnapped about two or three times and taken to England, first as an exhibit, then as a slave, freed by Catholic friars, taught English, and returned to his homeland. When he got there to Patuxet, everyone was dead, because when the pilgrims came ashore, they dug up the graves and they dug up the maize, the corn supplies that the people had. So unlike his namesake, he did not get angry. He greeted them, and he taught them how to grow the three sisters, corn, squash, and beans. and help and put a fish there with that. And that's something native farmers still do today. And he cultivated a grateful heart and a thanksgiving heart. And then he had introduced them to Massasoit, the Wampanoag sachem or chief nearby. And the first Thanksgiving was actually pretty good. It didn't last too long before they betrayed the native peoples like all the other invaders did. But the first one wasn't too bad. And by the way, Wampanoag, they're still around. And Wampanoag means people of the dawn's earliest light. You know, like the song, like our American song, Dawn's Early Light, Dawn's First Light, because they're on the most easternmost part of Turtle Island of the United States of America. And so they see the dawn first. But, you know, if you love our country, as I do, and I'm a patriot, I think you should know more about it. And I think you should know who was here before and who, without their help and compassion, would not have survived. They didn't have turkey. Massasoit came in with about 90 warriors. There wasn't enough food, so he sent them out, and they brought in about 3 to 5 deer, mussels, fish, no turkey, no cranberries. But that was the first time. And on the 350th anniversary of Plymouth, they invited a Wampanoag elder, Wasumet, to speak, and he his speech wasn't what they wanted, so they censored him in 1970. Of course, Native peoples did not get the freedom to practice their religion, which is what the Pilgrims came here for, until 1976. Let that sink in for a second. I started studying with my mentor, Inde Apache medicine singer Philip Casadori Beshkun, in 1978. So, yeah, there is real racism in America. It's not really against black people, against Native peoples. Without Native peoples being so compassionate and forgiving over and over and over again, America would not exist. So there's just a little Thanksgiving lesson of truth for you guys that most of you probably don't know about, but you should. So lots happening, and I got to shout out to the Brits for they had a terrorist that they let out on day break from prison, which I don't know what the heck that is. If you're in prison, you're in prison, and he was a terrorist. But they let him out, and the Queen paid tribute to this guy. But he was out for a some kind of day out of prison. To attend a Cambridge University-backed program to re-educate terrorists. And then, of course, he tried to stab people on London Bridge. And he killed several, including a little child. So he's a monster. But the Brits jumped in there. One guy jumped in. You can see the video out there. One guy jumped in with a fire extinguisher. The other guy jumped in with a narwhal tusk. Most cool improvised weapon ever, because I guess it came out of the fish market there that was on the wall. And they pinned him down. Another guy grabs the knife and kind of held it by two fingers so they could get the fingerprints later. So Islamic terrorists were onto you, and it's not going to work out, and you're on the way out. So pretty cool. I teach improvised weaponry and martial arts all the time, and we have all kinds of weapons. But that's the most unusual one I've heard of yet is a narwhal tusk. I do teach fire extinguishers in schools. But as far as the Islamic terrorist who was out because the corrupt government over there had let him out for the day, he murdered a disabled girl. So he's a murdering monster. And hopefully what will happen to him is what should happen to murdering monsters. But I digress. I just thought that was a cool story. And I celebrate the heroes who jumped in there. And again, just like on 9/11, the only flight to not hit its target was Flight 93. And that's because the hero counter-terrorist passengers said the Lord's Prayer and then said, let's roll and hit the cockpit and stop them. And the Brits are doing the same. And we are going to restore our freedom and our republic one person at a time, despite global government cover-ups. Anyway, I've already run over, so I will take a quick break. This is Jeff Prather in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, right back with you. So speaking of veterans and Thanksgiving, despite what Newsweek and the other fake news said, Trump was not golfing. He took a surprise flight, like President Obama did, over to Afghanistan to see the troops and serve them Thanksgiving dinner. I remember having Thanksgiving dinner in Panama at Fort Sherman, except no president came in and visited us. But that's okay. But it was really good. He also stopped off in Alaska. We used to fly through Alaska for those long trips and saw the troops there. And that was very heartfelt and very well received, as a commander in chief should do. So really cool. Glad to see that happen. Of course, Newsweek and other fake news was putting out that he didn't do that. But, you know, that's what we expect from them now. And of course, we're going to see the impeachment follies continue. And the reason for that is everybody knows they look ridiculous. You know, the first thing was the phony dossier, and that has been discredited. And then there was the phony Mueller report. And I just heard some Democratic congressman on some fake news saying all the intelligence is still repeating that echo chamber lie that all the intelligence agencies agreed that it was the Russians who hacked the DNC. And that is simply a lie. Folks, I was a career intelligence officer. I was with the Defense Intelligence Agency. I was an intelligence collector. I ran their Global Operations Center. And the NSA did not say that at all. The NSA said that it had to have been done through someone putting in a thumb drive, not doing spear phishing. And we know, of course, that was likely Seth Rich. And we know the truth, but they are just continuing to spread lies because they can. The lies are outrageous. I just can't believe people are still buying this stuff. You know, I just saw a thing of Biden where he's talking to a room of like 20 people, and he says, yeah, when I met with Kim Jong-un, he never met with Kim Jong-un. The only person to ever meet with Kim Jong-un is Trump. I was stationed in South Korea. This is incredibly groundbreaking. That's a Nobel Peace Prize in itself. Or his wife was introduced the other day on stage, and her hands were extended out, and all of a sudden he bites her finger in front of everybody. I mean, these are just corrupt, idiot, crummy, creepy Joe Biden people that are just more ambitious. They're not smarter. They're not better. They're certainly not more moral. They don't know what they're doing. They're just, and they're controlled puppets. So just astounding to me, astounding. But anyway, why what I'm trying to get at today is why the Dems are pushing all of this and continue to push this. So think back a couple years back. Remember, Trump is a Russian agent. Trump. CNN, MSNBC. Trump's a Russian agent. And the Mueller report's coming out. And Schiff, I've got direct evidence. I've got evidence. That was all lies. That was all straight lies. And they're still on the air. They're still on the air because they have been bought off by all of these entities. They've been bought off by a lot of entities. One entity that they have been bought off by is the transnational drug cartels. Remember, this is how I became a whistleblower and how I got involved in all this is when I said that Michelle Leonard, the head of DEA, when I was a special agent with the Drug Enforcement Administration, not when I was an intelligence collector with the Defense Intelligence Agency, not DIA, DEA. Okay, keep your acronyms straight. It's hard, I know. We love acronyms in the government. But they went after me when I said that she was stopping my extradition of Miguel Cotto Quintero. And then they went after me for a long time. That's how I can predict what they're doing to Trump, is because they did it to me. But then it later came out in court that, yes, the DEA, this is in the Niebla Zambada federal trial, you can look it up, Niebla Zambada, DEA agents raised their hand in federal court, swore oaths, and said, yes, we did have a deal with the Sinaloan cartel to let them run drugs north while the ATF ran guns south. Remember the 50 cal? I think it was the last time I was on TV with Lupita Murillo being interviewed. A 50 caliber Barrett that'll take down helicopters found in El Chapo's, that was a fast and furious gun run under the Obama administration. And of course, there's about 50 different meetings. And of course, the CIA was in on this. This is when I go back to my day serving with special forces under the Contras. I was working with insurgent forces. They began running cocaine into MENA, Arkansas, to pay for that. And guess what, folks? That stuff is still happening. I'm going to have a guest from MENA, Arkansas on pretty soon that knows all about that, and I'll show you how that is still happening. But there's something real interesting happening here, and that is that President Trump, after the Mormons were killed in Mexico, the women and children murdered, and of course there's been hundreds murdered with fast and furious guns and the cartels, and the CIA was kind of trying to support the Sinaloan cartel as opposed to the Zeta cartel, but the Mexican government was bought off by the La Familia cartel. I know this is a little complicated, but basically, follow me. La Familia, these cartels are transnational cartel organizations. They're more powerful than governments. They bought off the Mexican government. The Sinaloan cartel bought off the American government. The Zetas are the ones that are cutting off heads and hanging bodies from overpasses and all that stuff. But the CIA was supposedly trying to support the Sinaloan cartel instead of the Zeta cartel, supposedly. That's not really the CIA's job, though, to support cartels. But they've all been bought off. I have it on reliable information that at least two congressmen have been bought off by the cartels. So why is this significant? Because President Trump has said that he's going to declare war on the cartels when he designates them as terrorist groups. So that's real interesting to me, because I first served in Central and South America and came across narco traffickers and cartels when I was serving in SOCOM, Special Operations Command, as a PSYOP officer and later as an intelligence officer with 7th Special Forces Group. That's the Latin American region. Then I went back. I got recruited when I was getting ready for the Panama invasion, having worked with doing counterintelligence, recruited by the DEA's SNOCAP program. I became a special agent, firearms instructor, special operator, went back down, and was back down there with the DOJ. I was first down there with the DOD, then DOJ, and then later on in the IC, in the intelligence community. See, we love abbreviations. But the cartels use professional mercenaries who are former special operations guys. And yes, we've trained some of them before, Benny, the Zetas, and professional intelligence people. And they're going against Border Patrolmen. I work with a lot of Border Patrolmen. I live across from a Border Patrolman. Great guys, but they're not professional intelligence officers or professional soldiers. So you've got federal law enforcement officers going against professional soldiers and professional intelligence officers. I used to know a high-ranking assistant special agent in charge, ASAC, at ICE, who hired a female who became a senior special agent in ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. She infiltrated and gave, and she was a cartel plant. She's in prison now, but she was a cartel plant, completely brought in there to give information to the cartels. So the law enforcement agencies, and of course we know how the FBI is. Don't talk to the FBI. The FBI is a wreck. My agency now is a wreck. But what has changed, though, is where's ISIS these days? They were terrorists. Where are they? Oh, they're obliterated. Why? Because when Trump came in, he unleashed SOCOM, JSOC, Joint Special Operations Command, and they obliterated them, because no one can stand up to the American warrior when they are unleashed, especially Special Operations Command, especially JSOC. They were obliterated very, very quickly. Of course, you didn't get any credit for that either. So if Trump designates the cartels as a terrorist organization, then that no longer falls under the purview of the Department of Justice. That falls under JSOC. And if he unleashes those guys, and I already have some inside information that that's already beginning to happen, then woe to you cartel members. And woe also to you congressmen and you politicians who have been bought off by the cartel members. Because JSOC and the American Warriors are coming for you. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Back right with you after Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. So follow me on this, because this is my meat and potatoes. Is that even former DEA chief Robert Bonner, and I actually met him a couple times and worked with Paul Charlton, the Arizona Attorney General at the time. Said that the CIA had received a waiver from the Department of Justice, this is back in the Obama days, to smuggle a ton of cocaine into the United States. This is way past Oliver North and Reagan, folks. This is, and so the Mexican newspapers really got onto this story because they're very touchy about Americans invading Mexico, because it's happened several times, the Alamo and the Marines and everything. And a Mexican official accused the CIA of managing the global drug trade of recent. So we've seen, I saw this at the beginning of my career with the Contras, the CIA running drugs, cocaine into Arkansas for the Contras, and then I stumbled on it again in my DEA days, and that's how I became a whistleblower and how they came after me there. And it's real interesting, because who, folks, is then behind the whole effort to bring about the Steele dossier and Joseph Mifsud? Oh, yeah, it's the CIA with the FBI. Also seen some pretty fishy things with the FBI when I've done joint operations, when they're supposed to tell folks that they're running the Border Patrol, that they're running a controlled delivery across the border. So if they've gotten real comfortable doing this, then they could still be doing it. And that's how Congress people could be being bought off, which is real interesting, because Mifsud looks like not a Russian agent, but he looks like an American agent, because he's been in America. He's teaching in Europe and at American seminars. And, of course, that ties then into the secret CIA whistleblower, so-called. He's not a whistleblower. Real whistleblowers get attacked and destroyed. The messenger is killed. Fake documents are developed and leaked, just like they did with me. And of course, that fake whistleblower I talked about last week, and everybody knows it's Eric Carmella, because Shift forgot to even delete his name from the transcripts. They're so incompetent. They're so idiotic, but they have to keep putting lies on top of their lies on top of their lies that they can't keep all this straight. But Carmella is a CIA analyst. That's all. Oh, the same CIA that is running all of the drugs. And I also, I saw this and then I lost it, but I saw, and if Kirk or somebody else is listening that can find this, I saw a photo of the Schiff family and Schiff with Carmella, as if they were boyfriend and girlfriend. And of course, Schiff won't let the whistleblower testify. He substituted Vindman, and Vindman, of course, is the colonel who did not follow his chain of command and inserted his own words into, he inserted demand into the transcript, which wasn't there, just like Schiff had done his own parody, so-called, of lying there. So it's pretty interesting how deep this is going. But even more than that, of course, we've been hearing about Burisma and Hunter Biden. And of course, everybody knows now he got $50,000-$80,000 a month. And Burisma, and Hunter Biden is the son that got thrown out of the Navy for using crack cocaine, and then was dating his dead Marine brother's wife, and then got the stripper pregnant, and they did a DNA paternity test, yep, that's him. And he was also getting, and I talked about Tafra last time, that he was getting even more monies from him. And you've got Biden on tape saying quid pro quo with the Ukrainians. You've got Obama leaning over and saying, hey, tell Vladimir I'll have more room. But the lies are so great that they think they can get away with this. And it's just amazing to me that they think they can. But beyond that, I'm always wondering and looking, so why is Schiff and Nadler so concerned about that? And I've talked about that before to some degree. But now we learn that there is at least two staffers on Schiff's committee that went to Ukraine in 2017. And one of them is funded by an organization called Atlantic, which is funded by a Soros organization, which is tied in with Burisma. So that's why they keep trying to cover all of this up. And again, you can look up everything I'm saying. And what they're trying to do here, folks, is the propaganda press, the news, even Fox, it's just a show. They're actors. They're trying to have ratings by bringing up drama. So they're like, oh, is the impeachment really going to happen? First of all, Trump's going to win re-election. I mean, that's not even a difficult call. Everybody knows that. He fills stadiums with 20,000 people. People are waiting all day. And you got 20 guys in a cafe with Biden. And you got a guy, there's a photo out there of a guy sitting in some fast food restaurant at a table, and Biden's looking at him and he's ignoring him, saying, I'm not interested. I mean, it's a joke, because they've got like 20, 25 people running, but they keep going deeper and deeper into this. Why do they keep going deeper and deeper? Because they've got to. The race is really impeachment before indictments. That's what I want you to remember. Impeachment before indictments. And they're telling, Nadler's saying to Trump, hey, you can come in by the end of next week, and we've written the impeachment, and we're not going to tell you who our witnesses are, but you can come in by the end of next week, and then we're going to move forward with this. There's no even charges yet. It's ridiculous. And they're the laughing stock, okay, of anybody who knows anything about government. But they've got to do it. Why do they got to do it? Because they've got to pursue impeachment before they start getting indicted. And that's what all the Qs and all the Anons and me and Mike Emery and everybody else were waiting for. Because what's coming out on December 9th? It's an early Christmas. It is the IG report. And why has it been delayed? Because we're delving deeply into the intelligence community, which is corrupt. We're delving deeply into the Department of Justice, which is corrupt. The State Department, which is very corrupt, and they're fighting all of that. And that's going to come out. But we've still got Durham doing his investigation, Huber doing his investigation. The FBI just took out plane loads of Arkansas documents out of there. Out of Arkansas, out of Mena, Arkansas, that's where all the killings started. The two kids laid on the railroad tracks, and I'll have someone on the show in the future about that, who knows about that, who's brave enough to come in. You know, I was in Arkansas I'm in a martial arts hall of fame. I've been doing martial arts for 50 years, and I've been with my teacher for 35 years, and teaching in the dojo in Bujinkan, USA for 29 years, 30 years this year. But I flew into Arkansas for the ceremony. It's really a very rural place, and I think it's kind of a little naive. But talking about how the State Department is corrupted as well. And those of us who have worked in a lot of embassies, as I have, as an intelligence officer, as a military officer, and also as a DEA special agent, because when you're in another country, your base of operations, if you're temporary, is besides your safe house, is the embassy. So you see a lot of people in the embassies. It's a really condensed American community. But this is just from Judicial Watch in October of this year, is the State Department utilized a powerful Facebook-owned social media tracking tool linked to leftist billionaire, wait for it, George Soros, to, wait for it, unlawfully monitor prominent U.S. conservative figures, journalists, and persons with ties to President Donald Trump, according to an agency source. So we've already found out that the FBI was spying on Trump and that the CIA was spying on Trump. And now it looks like, yeah, the State Department was spying on Trump too. The State Department veteran has identified CrowdTangle as the tool used to closely watch more than a dozen U.S. citizens, including such personalities as Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham. I've been on Laura Ingraham's show several times, so maybe they're after me too. I have seen surveillance on occasion, but I know how to detect surveillance. So Judicial Watch launched an investigation into the unlawful monitoring, which State Department sources say was conducted by the agency in, wait for it, Ukraine. Oh, yeah, Ukraine. That's why Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, she was just on TV, Lion, being interviewed. An Obama appointee reportedly ordered monitoring keyed to the following search terms. That's what the problem is with text and emails and these keywords. They don't disappear. Biden, Giuliani, Soros, and her own self, Yovanovitch. And so Judicial Watch filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the State Department and is continuing to gather information on this. So CrowdTangle, which sounds a lot like CrowdStrike, is a private invitation-only search engine. And I'll tell you more about that right after this last break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Prather on the Perfection Auto in the Perfection Auto Works Studios on the Prather Point, right back with you, unpacking the deep state and exposing the fake news. So, and always I want to have a conversation with concerned patriots, so you can always call in at 520-790-2040. But to continue to unpack this, Schiff guy who went over to Ukraine was Sean Misko. He is a friend of Eric Carmella. He's also with the CIA. He was standing behind some of the Democratic questioners while they were interviewing folks. So the guy was taken from the CIA to stand behind Schiff and his guys while they were questioning everybody. This is just not going to fly, folks. This is just not going to stand up. This is all going to fall apart. But they're in a rush to try and do impeachment, which is going to fail miserably before the indictments start rolling out. But anyway, well, okay, I got a call, so I want to always take callers and... this is my loyal caller, Mark, who went to Midway with me last week. So, Mark, welcome to the show.
Yes, another happy Eric Cheramala day to you.
and Einstein did Einstein and what's his name? Didn't kill himself.
Jeffrey
Epstein.
Epstein
cover up.
Yes,
paging Mr. Epstein cover up. Yeah.
Yes, I have a respect for the Queen, and I got even more respect for her when she took her son Andrew out to the woodshed, so to speak.
That's a good point. I didn't get to that. They threw him out of the palace, and the FBI is coming after him. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Because he was hanging out with Epstein after, and there's a photo of him. There's video or photos of him seeing some young girl out real quick. Yeah.
And testimonies against him about that as well. So, you know, the poor queen, you know, she's probably wondering, you know, what did I do wrong with my kids? Anyway, and I want to thank you again for keeping the name of Seth Rich out there. His family still hasn't gotten justice from the Clintonista death squads.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Look up his name with Seth Rich on Instagram.
Yeah. And so I didn't mean to interrupt you. I wanted to hear you unpacking. But so anything new, I guess I'm going off track here, with Seth Rich. Anything new with Seth Rich?
No, they're ignoring that. Again, they ignore all the real evidence. They, you know, they shot him in the head, didn't take his wallet or anything. And so they're not going to go after that because there are separate classes. That's why we don't have a republic. But thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it.
And one other thing. You're talking about Congress people who are in the pocket with the you know, the drug lords south of the border, and I'm wondering if Jerry Raul Grijalva Olinsky is one of them.
That could be. I was doing a pilot for a TV show a couple of years back, and that's where I was getting intel when I was running around the hills again, looking at narco and ISIS communication points on hills. But yeah, Raul Grijalva could very well be involved in there. All of that comes right up through Nogales, and I worked Nogales for 10 years. Coming right up from Colombia, Peru, Bolivia, other countries I've worked up through Panama, Guatemala, into Mexico, and right through Nogales. We're at the very heart of that. But got to go. Thanks for the call, Mark. Paul, welcome to the show. Still there, Paul? Whoop. Okay.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you were cut off. Okay, I'm just wondering why in the world our Republican senators, they must know more than you know, and they're not backing Trump up whatsoever. I was wondering why we have such a gang of cowards in our Republican, this McSally, for example. We've been told over and over what a great American hero she is, and it sounds like we never hear anything. We don't know anything about her.
Sure, I can't. So first of all, I know McSally. I've known her for a while. I've bodyguarded her a couple times. A lot of conservatives don't like her. I voted for her. I don't really like her that much either. She was a McCainite. But please don't insult me by saying the congressmen and senators know more than me. They are simply more ambitious. They're usually much less educated. They know less. They don't know what they're talking about half the time. I mean, you know, I could quote, you know, Will Rogers. Suppose I was an idiot, and suppose I was a congressman, but I repeat myself. I mean, there's plenty of Mark Twain and Will Rogers jokes about those folks. They're not more intelligent. They're not better. They're simply more ambitious, and they're usually more corrupt.
But they do have inside information in their committees so that they know they have current information. And why don't they speak up and back up Trump?
Well, that is slowly happening. The rhinos love to lose because then they're in the part of the minority. They can yell and bemoan their station and complain while they still get their paychecks. The rhinos love to lose and fail. And, you know, all the House, the people in the House and Senate, none of the laws ever apply to them. They are excluded from all the laws that we have to obey. They are excluded from. They get all their parking privileges and private gyms and all that crap. You know, the answer would be term limits, except they'd have to pass again for a law to give them term limits and part-time. But that's slowly happening as we're seeing almost two decades of GWAT. We're seeing guys like Tom Cotton in the Senate, and I can't think of the one-eyed SEAL in the House, but really squared away veterans who are coming into government, who are not intimidated and not bought off by these guys, and those guys are excellent. And they are, having served their country, they're even going to serve their country even more. And we're slowly turning that around. The arrests for child crimes are just exponential. They're greater under Trump than any other administration ever.
You know, we're trying to decide who to vote for here, and can you tell us anything about this McSally? I don't know anything about where she's from. What does she have? A husband, a family, kids? We never know anything.
McSally, she's a retired Air Force colonel. I think she was an A-10 pilot. She has a dog. I don't think she's married. I think her personal preferences may not require that. She's pretty... she's not a real friendly person. I know a person who knows her well who just stopped supporting her because he realized that she was corrupt, but then she's usually better than the left. It's kind of a local political thing, and I'm not really a local guy, but I can't think of the Dem's name. She's actually more supportive of Trump than McSally is. But what we're seeing is the collapse of the Democratic Party and also the collapse of the old Rhino Republic Party. And Trump is destroying the old deep state. And so all that is changing. It's really exciting to see happen.
Well, I'd sure like to know who to vote for here. But thanks for your show.
Well, my thing with that is between a civilian and a veteran, I'll take the veteran. Between an incumbent and a new person running, I'll take the new person, because all politicians are like fish. They start to stink a little bit. But let me finish what I was talking about here as we wrap up. So CrowdTangle, which sounds a lot like CrowdStrike, which both have Ukraine in common, is a private, invitation-only search engine that discovers and monitors social content of about 5 million folks. And for many years, Facebook made CrowdTangle available to the mainstream media, and media and reporters used it. But now they have closed it off, and they are choosing who they select to use CrowdTangle. The interesting thing about that is who's going to do the selection is an organization called Social Science Research Center. And that Social Science Research Center, who's going to be able to manipulate media basis propaganda, is funded by, wait for it, a left-wing Soros organization. So CrowdTangle is funded by the Social Science Research, which is being funded by Soros, who is trying to take over as usual. But the good news is it's not working, because citizen journalists like me and like many others are outing all of them, and we are restoring the republic one day at a time, one person at a time. Thanks for listening. God bless. Pay attention to what I said about the Native compassion for Thanksgiving, and remember to check out Perfection Auto Works, and I'll be back with you next week. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point.